Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 484.
On Now You Know. So Tesla's robo-taxi service launched on Sunday in Austin, Texas. Tesla AI said, "Hello world, meet robo-taxi." So it was only available to a small number of early access users, and there were only a few dozen cars. I heard only 35 cars or so, but from all accounts, it was a success.
Yeah, Zach at Black Model 3 reported, "Robo-taxi slows down really nice for speed bumps, extremely smooth stops as well."
And he said, "Our second robo-taxi ride done. It's smoother than a human driver. Absolutely amazing work by Tesla AI team. Well done."
So how much does a robo-taxi cost?
Well, Elon posted, "Tesla AI robo-taxi launch begins in Austin this afternoon with customers paying a $4.20 flat fee."
Now, obviously that will change, but of course, Elon had to have some fun on this historic day.
Farzad went for a couple robo-taxi rides and he seemed to love it.
"Super smooth. It's literally like riding in a Tesla. Just hanging out, and there's no driver, zero drama. We have our wonderful safety rider making sure everything's safe. There's some buttons here you can check, and you can sort of like look at the AC. You can look at the app drawer. You can also listen to your music. So this is actually connected to my thing with my account, and I was listening to Metallica on my Cybertruck." And because I connected with my account, the app, the RoboTaxi app, it just preloaded all the settings that I have tied to my account, to my profile on my Cybertruck. And yeah, it's just so smooth, just no drama, hanging out. There's no driver. There's no like ghost person up there for all the people that are like, you need LiDAR to get this going. Guys, look, there's like nobody there.
Yeah, Elon posted, "All of your media, streaming, and preferred temperature settings just work automatically when you get into a Tesla robo-taxi."
That's a really cool feature, because that doesn't happen when you get into any other cars but Teslas. I just remember all the countless hours I spent in the Ford Lightning trying to get just my music to play.
Well, and especially when you get in an Uber, and they're playing like, is this a cover of Everyone Wants to Rule the World, but it's polka?
Zach posted, "Tesla robo-taxi performance at night is as great as it is during the day." Yeah, I think he went on over like a dozen rides that day. And he went on to say, "Here's a huge benefit of Tesla robo-taxi. Dropped us off in front of Terry Black's. Crazy hard to find parking here. Yesterday, it took me almost 30 minutes to find a spot. And today, I got dropped off right in front. Didn't have to pay for parking either. Game changing."
And then Terry Black's posted, "Elon and Tesla, our parking lot is essentially the final boss. If Robotaxi can navigate our parking lot, it's ready for anything."
Yeah, Zach said, "Did 11 Tesla Robotaxi rides today all around Austin with zero issues at all. Smooth as butter. I'm so grateful to the Tesla AI team for the invite. You all did such an incredible job. History has been made. Robotaxi is here and it's amazing. What a day. Can't wait for more."
And here are some of the Tesla AI team that made Robotaxi possible. Elon posted those on X. Wait, zoom in on the left.
What? Oh, look, I guess someone's been playing some Need for Speed in his spare time.
That's not just for playing video games. Those are probably for remote driving the cars if necessary.
Nice catch. Yeah, from what I saw from Sunday's Robotaxi launch, and I watched a lot of Robotaxi driving footage, I didn't find a single mistake. Everybody said their rides were flawless, but I agree with you. I think this is here in case there's a problem, they can remote in.
Unless they were driving the whole time. I don't know. It's so funny.
People were like, they just drive behind the Tesla and they're driving it. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I don't know. I mean, it's so I mean, of course they need these steering wheels. It's just really funny because I have that exact model of steering wheel. So Tesla, hit me up. I'm a pretty good driver.
Elon posted super congratulations to the Tesla AI software and chip design teams on a successful robotaxi launch, culmination of a decade of hard work. Both the AI chip and software teams were built from scratch within Tesla.
And Ashok Elaswamy posted, love working in this team.
And Elon said, really is such an awesome AI team, and you have done a great job as leader.
Wow.
You don't often get that kind of praise.
You really don't often get direct singling
out
praise.
So if you work 10 years straight, you get the praise.
That's pretty good.
You deserve it, Ashok. And this is the Tesla Robotaxi team in the command center watching the cars in the fleet drive around the city. And I was scouring those screens to see, you know, they've got the weather updates. They've got the number of cars. It's really cool.
It is so crazy to have a command center and all that's happening is Uber. You know, like you'd be like, oh, my God, are they going to the moon? You're like, no, but this guy's going to Terry Black's.
Interesting to note that when your robotaxi arrives to pick you up, the exterior lights pulse to make it easy to find your ride. And you know, Sunday was historic for Tesla for another reason that the mainstream press probably doesn't want to talk about. Even though Tesla only charged $4.20 per ride on Sunday, it was the first day in Tesla's history that they earned revenue from autonomous ride hailing.
This is a new revenue stream for Tesla, and we're going to be talking about how much this could earn Tesla on today's Investor Club Patreon bonus stories. We invite you to join over on the Investor Club on Patreon. We'll see you there.
So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla's sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
This story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced he's returning 24/7. But you know what? Only 13 articles covered that.
Markets react fast, but public opinion? That sticks on purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories, break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone.
But of course, the media was trying desperately to spin the robotaxi launch a different way. Bloomberg said,
Tesla misses robotaxi launch date goes with safety drivers.
Holmar's catalog said they didn't miss their launch date and there are no drivers in the car. The media misreported the launch date. Fortune said,
Tesla robotaxi finally launches, but hiccups include long wait times, Pokemon-style hunts for the car, and even driving in the wrong lane.
Jim McPherson posted, why did the Tesla community give the cold shoulder to the media? This is why. These people don't care what the truth is. Reporting is not the goal. Clicks are the goal, and that's all.
We're going to discuss this more on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us over on Patreon.
And Nick Cruz-Petain said, the media is trying to stir the pot over a steering wheel jerk. Meanwhile, a Waymo gets caught doing these things despite operating for over 6 years.
Tesla's robotaxi service on its first public day didn't do this.
Yet Waymo, which has been giving public rides for 6 years, is still doing like this.
And yet the media can't find a nice thing to say about Tesla. And I wonder why that is. I'm so glad that the Tesla community, all the people who are in their Tesla rides, you know, Bloomberg would come up to them.
Reuters.
They'd come up and be like, so, you know, can we have a quick soundbite? And they were just like,
nope.
Go pound sand, buddy. You're not invited for a very particular reason, and that's because you're just a bunch of liars. Why would you invite the boy who cried wolf to your, you know, definitely not a wolf party?
Yes.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial. trial.
So you may be wondering, if you've had a nice ride in a robotaxi, can you give your robotaxi a tip?
So in the robotaxi app, it asks after your ride, how was your ride? And you can give it 1 to 5 lightning bolts. But if you click a $1, $2, or other tip amount, it says...
Just kidding. And Elon said, had to be done, LOL. So it's really nice that they have this level of comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I know it's not like the biggest joke in the world, but it really drives home the point.
Yeah, you're not going to have to tip your Uber driver.
It really drives home the point, because everyone always talks about like, oh, well, if you don't tip your Uber driver, then they're not going to be able to eat. That just pays for the gas. And it's like, right, we're beyond this point now.
And we got to see how robotaxis clean their front camera. Nick Cruz-Patain posted Tesla robotaxi cleaning its camera. Pretty cool. It has a different pattern than non-robotaxis, since all you need to clean is the cameras.
Yeah, it sprays windshield wiper fluid and wipes the small area in front of the front cameras a few times to get that important area clean. And it's so cool that Tesla can do this, and I think that they're the only auto company that can do that.
Hello, Ford Engineering here. Is this the Takamoto Wiper Motor Company that makes the wiper motors for Ford vehicles? Oh, yeah. Can you rewrite the firmware on your motor so they behave like a Tesla robotaxi? Okay, thanks.
What did he say, Hank?
He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, you want windshield wiper motors that do that? You have to call Tesla.
Because we have to remember, Tesla makes everything. Everything's interconnected. They can rewrite the software for anything. Let's talk about all the other car companies. They are subbing out all of these parts. They don't know how they all work. They're basically going to chips that you can't change.
Update the firmware?
Well, I'm going to need to get under there with a soldering iron and a USB hub and a stick. And, oh, look at that, I crashed the car.
We're gonna send you this squeegee, this Ford squeegee that you can use.
And speaking of windshields, Tesla North America posted windshield protection plan now available in the U.S. Unlimited windshield repairs for chips or minor cracks. One free replacement per year if your windshield needs to be replaced entirely. $100 deductible each for any additional incidents. Subscribe via the Tesla app.
Now, isn't this usually covered under your insurance?
Depends on the state. Here in Massachusetts, I think our state requires insurance companies to do it, but I think other states have not done that. So if you crack your windshield, you have to pay for it.
I see. So that's why even the crappiest Nissan Altima has a good looking windshield, even when every other part of the car is falling off.
Yes.
Because it's free.
Yeah.
Elon posted, this is cool.
Yeah, the Tesla Diner in Hollywood appears to have completed construction and will be open soon. Gonna get my Franz fries.
Franz fries.
You want a cup of Jawa juice?
How about an Ashok Ala Swami shawarma bowl?
Nice.
Huh?
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Elon posted Starlink now available in Lesotho. Quick, where's Lesotho?
Oh, isn't that one of those countries that's in South Africa?
Uh-huh. Yes, it's surrounded by another country, and there's only 3 of those countries in the world. So I want you to comment below if you know what they are, and we'll tell you at the end of the show, see if you're right.
I think I know another one.
Okay, well, hang on to it. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's only X of the week. Because there were so many in the main stories, Tesla posted, Robotaxi will greatly increase safety for vulnerable road users such as pedestrians and cyclists. And Elon said,
yes.
Yeah, hey, don't report on that, media. No, that's not care about them.
I'm busy writing this article while I'm driving.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Remember to send in your videos, your thoughts to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com so we can put them in the show. What do we got this week, Jess?
David spotted this Cybertruck in Hunts, Nova Scotia.
Nice. Quinn got driven around the semi factory in Nevada.
Yeah, their Uber driver had been an ex-employee and knew that they could drive around it.
That's cool.
Yuri spotted this funny Model Y. So you got the Pikachu and stuff on it. James wrote in a couple weeks ago. He was in San Antonio. He rented a Tesla Model Y.
Okay.
And he drove all the way down to Starbase.
Nice.
The first time he'd ever done any supercharging. And he said that it worked really well.
That's so awesome, James. Good for you. Thanks for all those awesome pictures, by the way.
Mm. So Chris went to the diner in Hollywood. And he said that now the supercharging area is paved.
So close to
opening. Getting closer. I mean, we haven't seen any, like, you know, griddle go in yet. I mean, maybe it's already in there.
They've already got the chef. And Raphael spotted this Model 3 taxi in Berchem, Belgium. Thank you guys for sending those in. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. The only three countries completely surrounded by one other country are...
Lesotho in South Africa.
Yep. Uh-huh. What did you think the other one was?
Vatican City.
Yes, that is one of them that's surrounded by Italy. And there's one more. And I'll give you a hint. You know, it's in Italy.
It's in Italy? Yeah. Another one?
Another one. They have beautiful postage stamps. I remember because as a kid, I would love to get their postage stamps.
I don't know.
San Marino. It's like four blocks. So I don't know if you really count it as a country, but those are the three.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Now you know.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's Data Brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.